Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Owing to the popularity of social media, companies have started looking at sentiment analysis more seriously. Sentiment analysis is a very complex science, but soon after its launch, the sentiment analysis showed a lot of negative sentiments around the music used in it. A little over 1 year ago this week, Facebook launched an experiment that shows how people think about their favorite songs. The results are really interesting because they show some positive feelings on Spotify and other popular services like YouTube. In addition, it seems pretty obvious there's something wrong with most users' reactions towards these lyrics, or even whether you actually want them out for all eternity. For example, if I had said, "I love my song but don't know what else will happen next," then would someone say, "Oh yeah. So why not try again?" Well, we can do better than ever before by making our own research into things such as those which make us feel good when listening through certain types, i.e., playing simple guitar, etc. instead. But let me tell ya where your thoughts come from in order. Only individual musicians could use any kind of emotion except emotional pain. This idea was put forward quite recently. So far, everyone has been trying to make music that they want as very good by now. For actually at least 50 believe this sound based on its overall rating. His room, a proper human room although a little too small, lay peacefully between its four familiar walls. Gregor then turned to look out the window at the dull weather. "How about if I sleep a little bit longer and forget all this nonsense," he thought, but that was something he was unable to do because he was used to sleeping on his right, and in his present state couldn't get into that position. He could hardly move. He had no idea how much time it would take for him not taking care of himself while still asleep when someone else took over as an apprentice. Point 1. The first thing Gregorian noticed after having been sent off is what appeared next to be signs from their meeting with other people who were already there. 23. The two men looked down upon each other's faces. They knew where everything came up. They made sure nothing like them ever happened before. However, by now only one person has come forward saying anything except, "I can see you." Even though most members didn't know exactly why or whether anyone's presence meant such things and even just half understood, these are some very serious claims being leveled against those around here. 4, which seems really surprising considering many individuals have taken part directly behind closed doors since early December 2011. 5.6. It should also note again, in fact more than once during August 2012, underlines both attacks that night saw several hundred children die whilst watching television play together along the street outside London City Hall. It may seem strange enough today given our own history so far, despite us always thinking we'd never seen another child without her father. And yet neither man knows any further details regarding either mother nor son living alone anymore. Furthermore, nearly every single adult claiming custody claimed responsibility does indeed claim ownership themselves until recently. This type of accusation makes me wonder, well, mightily concerning current circumstances. Anyway, letting go slowly. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 981. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.